Brothers and sisters, today's topic of treasures for the soul is, charge that to my account. In the letter to Philemon, Paul wrote, charge that to my account, which is a very precious line. In Cantonese, it means, I'll be responsible for all. Onesimus was indebted to Philemon. Yet what he owed Philemon is incomparable to what we owed God. The Lord has taken full responsibility for us. He was so eager to give, even to die on the cross. He gave himself for us. When we returned to the Lord, Abba and the Lord were very joyful. We did not ask God, but it was Abba who made the Lord our high priest by an oath. It's so precious that the Lord has taken full responsibility for all our needs, in this life and eternity.
Verse 18. If he has wronged you at all, or owes you anything, charge that to my account. Indeed, we owed so much debt. The Lord once talked about our huge debt by a parable. Compared to what we owed the Lord, what Onesimus owed Philemon was insignificant. The Lord laid on himself all of our iniquities. He took full responsibility for us. Although it meant that he had to suffer on the cross, he was willing. He treasures he could die for you and me. It's so precious that he has given himself to us. Verses 19 to 20. I, Paul, write this with my own hand. I will repay it. To say nothing of your owing me even your own self. Yes, brother, I want some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. When we returned to the Father, the Lord was overjoyed. Even heaven rejoiced over us. Abba was so joyous that he shouted for joy. The Lord also had exceeding joy because he loves the Father and us so much. He became the way to lead us back to the Father. Both Abba and the Lord were very happy to gain us. The love among the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and their oneness is very precious. The joy of Abba and the Lord was beyond measure. Verses 21 to 25. Confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say. At the same time, prepare a guest room for me, for I am hoping that through your prayers I will be graciously given to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends greetings to you, and so do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. I'd like to share a song, Charge That to My Account. The Lord has taken full responsibility for my life through eternity. You have thought of me from eternity past. I've been in your love dream and in your heart. My sins were many. We fell short of God's glory and sinned against him. However, God prepared for us the high priest and advocate. It is impossible for someone to hire an attorney to defend the person who offended him. What Abba and the Lord have done truly amazes us. Not that we have pleaded for the Lord to be sent and become our high priest. It is Abba's determination to make the Lord our high priest by an oath. The Lord is his beloved Son. It's so precious that God solved our problem by the Lord's death. My sins were many, but you said, charge that to my account. You bore my sins and cleansed me whiter than snow. You'll cover my life, my eternity. Forever you live and pray for me. Now you and I are in one spirit forever. You're fully committed in my life now and eternity. Most precious, I have you. Most precious, you have me. Your heart belongs to me, and mine is yours. Keep me yours forevermore. I truly need the Lord to protect and sustain me. The only begotten Son becomes my high priest forever. Forever he lives and advocates for me. A living way is open through the cross. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Rainbow bridge, brilliant heavenly ladder. The heavenly gate is opened. From heaven flows living water. I hope that this hymn will help you understand the letter to Philemon.